tells me the books I sent have always been your favorites. And once my cookie may always know, one day I'd write a song about you. You'll be moving mountains. Take the world by storm.
Come alive. two kids when there's not much more. We are just two
hearts torn.
I know we're broken. I wish we'd spoken.
We don't talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, talk about it.
I know she's hoping. Drifting through space, like I'm the breath between
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
Welcome to Frisson Radio, bringing you the best and brightest of Canadian sounds.
What's up, world? This is Nabil Pervez, and I'll be your host for both hours of the program tonight. I'm going to start things off mellow for the first hour and hit you with some R&B slow jams, and after that, we'll take a modern jazz interlude, then raise the energy with some electronic sounds. Canadians in the lineup include the likes of Clay, Lucky Variety, Drake, Mindbath, Bad Bad Not Good, Jacques Green, Chinese Spy Balloon, K-Notes, and Lost Boy J. An international representation.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town. On.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Now here are the stars of this week's show. The many pioneering voices of the island of Newfoundland and the mighty Maritime.
In waters north from the coast of Maine, there's an island called Newfoundland, swept by snow, wind, and rain.
When the little boats go out to sea from the shores of Newfoundland,
I'm knowing there's a song within me singing out a blessing to old Newfoundland.
Good morning, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. Yes, this here is your old host with the most, Country Western Music, Johnny Woodlock, inviting you all into a 3-hour celebration to the Maritimes and especially the pioneers of Newfoundland. So sit back, relax, enjoy this trip down into the great Maritimes of Canada here on CFRC 119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends.
They say the men from Newfoundland who were brought up from the sea.
That's my island, my Newfoundland. For we're still the sons of old Newfoundland.
My dear fellow Newfoundlanders, this is Joe Smallwood, and I am delighted to have this opportunity to say a word of greeting and salutation to you. Above all, I invite you to come back. Come back to the old sod, come back to the old rock, come back to Newfoundland on a visit. Don't ever, as long as you live on this earth, don't ever let Newfoundland die out in your heart.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to dedicate the next 3 hours and our tribute to Maritimes and also Newfoundland to those who have given their all to the sea out there in the great Atlantic, but also to the many fishermen, the singers, the songwriters, and all those who have brought the history of Newfoundland to us mainlanders. With that, I would like to dedicate the next song and the next program to the folks that are true Newfoundland legends, including Joe Morrissey, Harry Hibbs, Dick Nolan, and of course our King of the Newfies, Michael T. Wall, as well as many others. With that, welcome in, friends, and here we go with our tribute to the East Coast of Canada and of course the good old rock of Newfoundland.
Me a favor and guide them with your hand. Protect them from the dangers and the furies of the sea. 'Cause those little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. My mother told me stories when I was just a little boy about the little boats of Newfoundland that sometimes made me cry. She'd tell me of the dangers and the hardships on the sea that will remain until the day I die in my memory. Brave men, she said, is what they are. Those who face the icy winds, that when they reach those sheltered coves, they may never come back again. Then as a boy, she'd hold my hand, and once more she would say, son, the proudest thing there is on earth are those little boats from the front. A favor and guide them with your hand.
Protect them from the dangers and the furies of the sea.
'Cause those little boats of Newfoundland mean the world to me. 'Cause those little boats of Newfoundland mean the
good morning to each and every one of you. Following those special dedications this morning, I would like to once again welcome you all into the Way Back with Johnny show. Coming to you, as we usually do, via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, stationed in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be heard over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, as well as throughout the World Wide Web at www.oshawarocks.com, especially in the Old Durham County and the Greater Toronto Area. We can also be heard, of course, via our YouTube channel, Way Back with Johnny on YouTube as well. With all that mentioned, I'd like to welcome y'all into this weekend's program, which is lovingly dedicated to many of the pioneers of the East Coast of Canada, but in particular, the memory of the King of the Mouse, as he was often referred to, Lloyd Snow, a true pioneer of Newfoundland music. And with that mentioned, I would like to begin the program with sharing a little bit of our history of Lloyd. He was born November 6, 1958 in Shearstown, Newfoundland. He would go on to gain fame as a singer of ballads and story songs of his beloved island of Newfoundland. Lloyd Sally, however, did pass away on December 21st, 2022. He was all of 64 years young. During his career in Canadian country music, he would be dubbed the King of the Mouse because of his touring the Mouse in the eastern provinces of Canada. Today, it will be my hope to, along with you, my many listeners, pay tribute to the pioneers of Maritimes of Canada, but also the legendary Lloyd Snow, along with our friend, the son of Lloyd, Lucas Snow. With that mentioned, let's open up today's program with Squeezin' Steve Searle and an all-time classic called Home in Newfoundland. Then we'll follow with the man himself, the legendary King of the Mouse, Lloyd Snow, and a song called A Long Way from Nashville to Newfoundland. With that, I would like to welcome y'all into this weekend's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Try your hand at fishing. There's herring in the bay. Gosh, your arms are so beautiful. They were made to fit God's plan. So welcome to the island, our home in Newfoundland. So come and spend some time with us and let us shake your hand. And you'll see the reasons why that we all love our land.
Now here is the star of this weekend's show, the King of the Malls, Mr. Lloyd Snow from Newfoundland.
He was just a small-time singer in a small-time country band, well known by the people in the towns of Newfoundland. But his sights were set on Nashville, that was the place to be. He grew tired of going nowhere, singing songs about the sea. He took his dreams and his old guitar in his custom Chevy van. Said he'd make his way to Nashville, playing bars and one-night stand. He'd make his name in country music, and it wouldn't take too long. And there was no doubt about it, he could sing a country song. But it's a long, long way from Newfoundland to Nashville, Tennessee. Somebody should have told him it don't come that easily. For all the men who went before him trying to make themselves a name, Stokey has ever made it to the Country Hall of Fame. Said all he ever wanted was to see his name in lights, just to be a star in Nashville and sing songs at night. Years went by and we all listened for the songs that never came. I hear he's pumping gas and diesel at a truck stop south of Maine. 'Cause it's a long, long way from Newfoundland to Nashville, Tennessee. He found out the hard way it don't come that easily. Well, he might have stayed here singing all his songs about the sea. It's a long, long way from Newfoundland to Nashville, Tennessee. It's a long, long way from Newfoundland to Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, yes, friends, following those opening songs to our Wayback Show for this morning, I would like to once again welcome you all into the Wayback with Johnny Show here on this great channel. As we begin the show, as usually, I would like to send out some special dedications, first of all, for my beloved Mama Dawn. It's going to be a song by one of my favorite pioneers of the Newfoundland music, Clate Butt, and a song simply called Mum. We'll send this one out to Mama Dawn today. Then we'll follow a song going out in loving memory of my late granny, who was born and raised actually in Grand River, Cape Breton Island, and she left the East Coast, like many of them did back in the day, for Ontario many years ago, but she never did go back home to the East Coast. But we're going to pay tribute to her in loving memory of her with a song by one of her favorite singers from the East Coast as well, of Nova Scotia. That, of course, was Hank Snow, the Singing Ranger, an all-time classic called My Nova Scotia Home. We'll then wrap up this set with another song, which is actually the first song that Lloyd Snow ever released back in 1988 on a cassette that was discontinued many years ago, but I was fortunate enough, thanks to his son Lucas, to grab a hold of a copy of it. And it's going to be an all-time classic called Looking Out to Sea. With that, I would like to say happy Sunday to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends.
Telephone as often as I'd like, Mom. I never say I'm sorry or I'm wrong, and I seldom
come to see here for a visit. And when I do, I never stay that long. And I know you sit alone and think about me. And you think about the child who lives carefree. And I know you sit alone and think about me. And you wonder if the world goes well with me. I don't always do the little things that please you, or hug you like I did when just a child. And I forget the worries that I brought you, and the pain I caused when I was young and wild. And I know you sit alone and think about me. And you think about the child who lives carefree. And I know you sit alone and think about me. And you wonder if the world goes well with me. I may never say the things I always meant to, and I'll never pay the debt I owe to you. But these don't mean that I don't love you. So I wrote this song to let you know I do. Yes, I wrote this song to let you know I do.
Skies, where the shores down in Cape Breton bids the golden sun to rise, and the fragrance of the apple blossoms sprays the dew-kissed lawn, back in dear old Nova Scotia, the place where I was born. The Scotian and the Ocean Limited and the Maritime Express, their mighty engines throbbing make their way towards the west, and the sturdy fishing schooner sways so lazily to and fro. Nova Scotia is my sanctuary and I love it so. Traveled far and wide, where the shores out in Vancouver kiss the blue Pacific tide. I have crossed the snow-capped Rockies, saw the wheat fields golden blaze, headed back to Nova Scotia where contented cattle graze. Where the purdy robin redbreast seeks its loved ones in the tree, and the French dialect in old Quebec keeps calling out to me. It seems to say be on your way, there's a welcome at the door, where the kinfolks are waiting on that gay Atlantic shore. weekend across the PEI to the rockbound coast of Newfoundland. I loved them till I died. But a guy came here on earth with us and asked if he could rest. I'd take him to my Nova Scotia home, the place that I love best.
I will tell you all a story about an old man that I know. He got his cabin in Outport that closed down years ago. The first day that I met him, it was clear to me that he was a hardy sailor who made his living from the sea. He signed on board a fishing schooner when he was just 14. And his thoughts are often crowded with the things that he has seen. Now at 83 he sits there caught up in his memories, and he'll spend his lifetime dreaming and looking out to sea. But I often heard him say he would live it all again. But those days are gone forever, and it can never be. So he's content to tell his stories while looking out to sea. He'll place his elbow on the window of his little island home and just sit there for hours gazing at the raging foam. Sign nailed to his cabin for everyone to see, and it reads cabin number one, looking out to sea. Now everyone is welcome, for his stories will be told in his home in Random Harbor, just up from Chisel's Cove. So drop by and you'll take pleasure in his hospitality. In his little seaside cabin, JP's looking out to sea. In his little seaside cabin, JP's looking out to sea.
That big eight-wheeler rolling down the track means your true loving daddy ain't coming back, 'cause I'm moving on.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Rogers Snow, son of country legend Hank Snow. By the way, you're listening to Way Back with my good friend Johnny Whitlock.
You stayed away too long. I'm through with you, too bad you're blue, keep moving on.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the great legends of the Ottawa Valley, the valley I call my second home here at the Way Back. With that mentioned, let's put on some special songs for some dear Valley listeners and friends. First of all, for a friend of mine who is very much like a adopted radio uncle, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky. For them today, it'll be a legendary song by one of their pioneer of the Ottawa Valley, and a legend that is one of Uncle Ray's favorite singers, Bob King. And it's going to be a song from Newfoundland called Anne from Newfoundland, as sung by Bob King. We'll then follow with a song for Vic and Linda May Garbutt out there in Arnprior, Ontario. Just a reminder that Vic has a wonderful evening program every Sunday over CJHR Valley Heritage out of Renfrew. So for them today, it'll be the legend Hank Rivers, Henri LaRivière as he was also known as, and his own version of the Maritime song called Come Where We're At. And then we'll wrap up this set with a song going out to my good friend Barry Brown, who is actually doing a concert, a tribute concert out in Wilton on the 7th of June, I do believe it is. Sunday, June 7th at 2 o'clock at 251 Simmons Road, Odessa, Ontario, the Wilton Community Hall. And this is for the annual memorial fundraiser for the Wilton Cemetery Board. And with that, we're going to send this one out to Barry Brown and the family Brown in an all-time classic by their late father, Papa Joe Brown, the father figure of the Ottawa Valley. And his all-time favorite way back in the catalog, as we go way back, we're going to pay tribute to the Squid Jigging Ground. Who else is send this out to our listeners out there in the East Coast. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
When the boss said take vacation, I went down to Newfoundland. I thought I'd hunt the big bone moose, then join the fishermen. I'd taken all the scenery, but little did I know, the minute that I stepped ashore, well, lo and behold, she was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. To heck with all the fishing and hunting that I'd planned, for it wasn't long till I fell in love with Anne from Newfoundland. For I never did go back to all the fast-paced living on the mainland money track. For I love that little outport and our home beside the sea, and especially Anne from Newfoundland, she's all the world to me. She was prettier than any cutie that I'd ever seen. I knew right there I'd make her mine, this little island queen. For to me I found a paradise, I'm a mighty happy man, with the prettiest girl in all the world, my Anne from Newfoundland.
Come home to Newfoundland, it's come home year. All the Newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and things like that. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at. You'll find salt herring, salmon, steaks galore. A welcome mat will be at every door. The lake trout down here, they jump 10 feet high. So come on home and let's sing Eyes the Bay. There's lots of nice things down here to be seen. The air you breathe is always fresh and clean. The pretty girls are down here by the score. So come on home and you won't roam no more. Air Canada lands here every day, or the William Harrison will take you across the bay. So come on home and we'll make some good homebrew. The RCMP will help us drink it too. The people that live here are genuine. They'll shake your hand and greet you with a smile. They're friendly folk who love to dance and sing. And when you come, we'll make the rafters ring. Come home to Newfoundland. Come home year. All the Newfies will be gathered here. There's lots of fish and brews and things like that. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at. So don't stay where you're to, come where we're at.
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Come on in here, boy, out of the weather. I got a real old fishing story I want to tell you about how they go squid jigging in good old Newfoundland.
Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather with oilskins and boots and cape and fattened down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. The man with the whiskers is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears three pair of stockings whenever he's out on the squid jigging round. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Chafin, there's young Raymond Brown. Right yonder is Bobby, and with him is Nobby. They're chawing hardtack on the squid-jiggin ground. God bless my sou'wester, the chipper's gone chaffy. He's the best man at squid-jiggin, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid-jiggin ground. Holy smoke, what a bustle, all hands are excited. It's a wonder to me that nobody is drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squid on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered. There's pots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in the eye, but they don't care a hang on the squid jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squid are on top of the water. I just got me jigger about one fathom down. When a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's cussing like mad on the squid jigging ground. Now if ever to go squidding, leave your white shirt and collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without a silk hanky, you better stay clear of the squid jigging ground.
Village where I lived in
this is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Well, yes, friends, following with the tradition of the Way Back with Johnny's salute to East Coast and also the memories of the legendary Lloyd Snow, I'd like to welcome a very special guest of honor onto our program this morning in honor of his father, Lucas Snow, who is a lot like his father, a beloved musician of the Newfoundland era of music. He is keeping along with his own music, alive his father's music, and his own legacy. And so it is a great honor to welcome my good friend, Lucas Snow, from his home in Newfoundland on our program today. Following this interview, the first part of a two-part interview, we will hear an all-time classic that he recorded in memory of his dad and a tribute song of sorts called The Father That I Love. With that, we'll also dedicate this in loving memory of my late father as well, Papa Willoughby. With that, here's our good friend from Newfoundland and the Rock of Newfoundland, a true keeper of his father's legacy, Lucas Snow.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, and how are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. So let's go back to when and how it all began. Your father was born, I guess, in Newfoundland?
Yes, that's right, yeah. He's raised in Shearstown, Butlerville, Newfoundland.
Okay. And what was his life like growing up?
I think he was just a regular kid, you know. Before he started playing music, he was working in a fish plant here in Norman's Cove, I guess in his 20s.
Okay.
He played in bands and stuff, and later he got more serious into it, and he never had work anymore, so.
Okay.
His work was his music then.
Of course. Legacy that you are also keeping on.
Yes, I enjoy playing. I play in the bars on the weekends.
Yes. Yeah. And so what was it like to grow up his son? I know he gave up his career in Nashville so he could be with you and the family.
Yes, I believe he got a call, or he was in Nashville. Somebody asked him to sign a label, but they intended on him going on a long tour, and it wasn't a local tour. It would have been like Europe and all them places. I don't think he was comfortable with leaving us as kids, right?
Okay, yes. And so Was his family musical, or what was that background like?
Well, my grandfather, he played a little bit of harmonica. I don't recall a whole lot of music being in the family before father.
Okay.
But he definitely made an impression on me. I picked up guitar at early age. I think I was singing when I could talk.
Oh, nice, nice, yes.
He definitely made an impression on us.
Exactly, this is it, yeah. As he did a lot of our of the fans out there as well, yes.
Yes, right. Exactly, yeah. Sure. Yeah. People that knew him, if they liked him, they loved him.
Exactly, that's right. And if they knew him, they loved them too, for sure. Especially a lot of those old story songs that he did.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes. So yeah, would you say...
Singer of songs is that's one of them story songs that, like I say, basically the whole song is just one verse the whole way through. It's like you'd almost say it was a poem. Like there's no chorus or anything, but it's a great story song.
Exactly. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, would you say he was? I often get asked this next question, and that is, was he related to Hank Snow family?
I've heard a lot of people ask that question over the years in the malls and stuff, traveling around with father. It seemed like that was a very common question.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if Dad ever really had a proper answer for that. It seemed like he kept telling people, like, there's a possibility.
Yes, of course.
And if we were to be related to it, I guess it would be like a very distant cousin.
Okay, okay, yes, okay, I see.
Yeah. I don't think he ever had a real proper answer to give to people. It seemed like he always went to, like, there's a good possibility, but...
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
But the history was never done to find out, I see.
No, I guess not.
Exactly, for sure. So what would you say has been the most influential part of being your father's son? I know his music, but what would you say is the key to his musical career in your own story?
Well, I think the key to Dad's success really would have been his personality. He would have talked to anybody the same way. Nobody was below him, and it didn't matter if you were a milkman or if you were a janitor or whatever. He treated everybody the same.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yes. And so, what are some of your favorite songs that you've heard your dad do?
My personal favorite, I've always loved this one. It was on his first cassette. He actually discontinued that cassette in the late 80s, I believe. I'll Forget I Cared For You, and that's a beautiful song.
Yes, okay.
Yeah. Now, you don't hear many people talk about that song. That's not really a song that he's known for, but it's my personal favorite, I think.
Okay, sure. And we'll play it following this interview. Of course, many songs will be played of your dad's during this story, too, for sure. Yes. So another one of his more popular songs was Down East Boy.
Yeah.
Was that self-penned?
That song in particular, actually, I'd call that his greatest successful song, most
exactly.
known that people goes to, Down East Boy. The story I was told on that song, he was actually, I'd say I was about 4 years old, he was giving me a bath, and the idea must have just come to him, Down East Boy, and from there he wrote it, and that was a big song for him.
Yes, it was. One of his best remembered, for sure, yes.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
For sure. And so I know you have your own career in music. You've also recorded a song tribute to your father.
Yes, that's the father that I love. I spent a lot of time trying to write a song after father died to pay tribute to Dad, and I just couldn't get it good enough. Every time I'd put something down, I said, not good enough, I throw it mm-hmm. in the garbage, or that just sounds too corny or whatever. And
yes.
So I got in touch with my producer, and I was telling him, like, I've been trying to write this song, I can't get it. And he said, just leave it with me for a little bit. So anyways, a few days later, he called me up. He said, I got one for you, and he sent it over to me.
Okay.
And I had to listen to it. I said, now that just perfectly said, like, summed up what I had to say about it all. And so I went ahead and I I bid on to that song. I said, I'll take it.
Exactly, yes.
And I went in and recorded it. It's a beautiful song.
It sure is. So share with us your thoughts on the importance of remembering the legends of Canadian country music, but also I find there's a uniqueness to Canadian music that Nashville and Branson and, well, let's say America in general doesn't have.
Yeah, so here in Newfoundland, we got in Canada, we got a lot of great country music with Jason McCoy and Terry Clark and all of them.
Yes.
You know, they're up there with the best of them anyway. And music to me is universal. I don't really think of it like one place to another.
Okay.
But at the same time, in Newfoundland, I guess you'll always have that Irish flavor to the music.
Exactly. That's just true. Yes. And the accordion and what have you. Yeah.
And it's very important to hang on to the old traditional way, the old roots of where it all started. Like they say about Dad, he was a pioneer of what he done.
That's true. Very true. Yes.
And you know, Eddie Coffey and all of them, it's very important to hang on to all of that stuff.
Yes, it is. And Joan Morrissey and Harry Hibbs and, yes.
Yes, it's the history. It's the history of Newfoundland Canadian music.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is your thoughts on how he is remembered by the fans of today?
I believe they hang on to Dad like they'd hang on to a family member. I was wowed by how many people were actually affected by Father's passing.
Yes, and that was a sad passing. Quite young in age, I understand.
Yes, he was. He was 64.
Yes, yes.
Song better than anyone I know. When he hit the road, he'd take us all around. He pleased every crowd. He never let them down. He was my dad, and I miss him every day. I can still hear him singing those country songs that I play. I know that he is smiling down upon me from above. He was my dad, father that I love. Watch him from when I was a boy till I was a man. Wasn't long before I started my own band. Now I'm making a living for my family on my own. Maybe he's gone, but he's with me everywhere I go. He was my dad, and I miss him every day. I can still hear him singing all the country songs that I play. I know that he's smiling down on me from above. He was my dad, father that I. Make them dance to the rock and roll all night long.
He was my dad. He was my dad, and I miss him every day. day. I can still hear him singing all the country songs that I play. I know that he's smiling down on me from above. He was my dad, the father that I
favorite bluegrass show. Now look at me, baby, I'm all the way gone.
Can you hear the lonesome dove?
Howdy, friends and listeners. This here's your old host with most. I'd like to tell you all about the 2026 Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival. Coming up the summer of 2026, happening from June 17th to the 20th, where you can see some of the greatest bluegrass legends of today, such as Jackson Hollow, High River, and of course, our headliner, Junior Sisk. The full weekend pass only costs $120 in advance. That's until June 1st of 2026. However, there will also be day passes available at the gate. So get yours today by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or by contacting Barb at 613-543-3114. See y'all there, friends.
Where we vow to love each other.
Well, yes, friends, once again, following that interview with our good friend Lucas Snow of Newfoundland, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny show. And it's that time once again to turn back the years to the golden era of Canadian country music as we salute the segment we like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I'd like to travel back to the mighty rock of Newfoundland once again and pay tribute to a 1973 album that came out by Shirley Butt, one of the true queens of Newfoundland music, and we'll play a title track off this 1973 album called The Island of Newfoundland. With that, let's turn back the years and remember this all-time classic that I've had in my collection for many years now by the one and only Shirley Butt. Welcome in.
Danger as we're nearing foreign land.
rocks and rills, among the hills of pleasure I can see, to live in Newfoundland, a land beside the sea, where your cares are few and heartaches new, and nature's here to stay. I'll always keep it
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the first hour of the Way Back with Johnny show on this great channel, CFRC 101.9 FM, and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, I'd like to pay tribute to the end of the first hour here today with sending us into the second hour with some great gospel songs, which have all been recorded by the pioneer of country music and also Newfoundland music. First, we'll hear from our good friend out there in Newfoundland, Chuck Sims, and from Chuck, it'll be a song called The Old Roman Soldier. We'll then follow with a song by, of course, the legendary Clay Butt and his version of a song called The Scarlet Purple Robe. And then we'll wrap up with sending out a very special song to all our good friends out there listening in, but also Willie LaPointe, the Mayor of Verona, as we often call him. And it's going to be a song by Lloyd Snow called Don't Let Me Die a Sinner. With that, we'll send these all out to our good Christian friends, and we will be back on the other side of the second hour here this morning. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
They traded in for 30 pieces of silver, abused by the people he loved, rejected by disciples. I know he still loved them because I heard him say, Father, forgive them. Jesus was looking down on me, and I I stood at the foot of the tree. In his eyes I saw